This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
A Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo beans. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio on this December the, what is it, Jim?
I believe it 7th? Is the 27th. Yes, sir.
I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley and J.J. Jasper. Good morning, J.J.
Great to be here.
December the 27th, 2 days after Christmas.
Yeah, we don't have the premium cable package at our house, right. So over the Christmas holidays, we watched It's an Above Average Life.
It's an above average.
And the coincidence on 34th Street.
The coincidence on what?
34th Street.
How'd that go? Was that an inspiration for your family? There?
Not so much.
No?
Didn't work out.
Oh, my.
Hey, Merry Christmas. We hope everybody had a Merry Christmas, and they're looking forward to a blessed new year.
Amen. All right. We're going to have Trivia Friday. We've been experiencing some problems with our phones here. I don't know why, but hopefully.
I don't know why Jesus loved me.
Is that a song?
It is.
Is that a
Andre
him?
Crouch.
Andre Crouch. Okay.
Back in.
Whatever happened to him? He passed away, or?
You know, I
think honestly, I think he did pass away.
Did he?
I believe he did.
This year, maybe.
Yeah. But okay. Now, boy, he's been around for a while.
He had some classics.
All right, so we're going to play trivia here. And we're going to ask three questions each. I got riddles. I've become the riddler here on the show.
The riddler.
And so I'm going to give, I got three riddles, and you guys got trivia questions. And then we'll let folks call in and line up to be on the show. And as I said, we're having some trouble with our phones, so hopefully we'll get those fixed.
I've got an alternate number.
Okay.
All right. It's 888-326-4543. That's 1-888-326-4543, extension 311.
You got to make sure you go to extension 311.
Yes, extension 311, and Richard will answer, and we'll put you into the board. And so, but that's only for use today.
Right.
You know, now
we may even not need it in the next half hour. May get our phone fixed.
Right. We're hopeful.
Yeah. So if you want to be on the air, again, we have an 8-week waiting period between appearances on the air during our trivia show.
Yes, sir.
So don't call if you've been on the air with us in the last 2 months. We'd like to give new people an opportunity to be on the air with us. If possible, again, Jim, give that number.
All right, sir. It's 1-888-326-4543. That's 888-326-4543, extension 311.
Well, was there anything else we need? Is there another ground rule?
Now we don't have a board.
We're just so delirious with sugar, we don't even know what's going on around here, huh? Good. Now, if I see another cookie or chocolate Hershey or peppermint, I think,
right.
My head's going to spin off my body here.
All right. So, if you hear the illustrious cowbell, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, then you'll receive this awesome T-shirt.
Pretty sad.
Right here. It's a Trivia Friday cowbell. T-shirt.
Okay. All right. So if you're
watching... Oh, that was a sad cowbell? Is that what you said?
Compared to the professional...
To the professional cowbell.
What we're going to do here, folks, if you answer the mystery question correctly, you will hear the cowbell that Jim and Tim imitated.
It's not nearly as annoying. I mean, as pleasant as the cowbell.
Right.
That's what I meant. Pleasant.
So if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you see the T-shirt you're going to win.
And you can hear what sound? Is it here? We're coming. It's almost.
There you go.
I wasn't too far off.
A little delayed.
Wow, that's a little longer too, wasn't it?
Adam is running our controls for us today, but he's also trying to figure out what's wrong with the phone. So
yeah.
Let's see. He didn't have his finger on the cowbell to ring it. So if you want to watch on Facebook or YouTube, you can see the T-shirts we're talking about. You can win yourself a T-shirt by answering the mystery question correctly. Of course, you have no control over that. Why? Because it's a mystery question.
That's right.
You won't even know you've answered correctly till you've done it already. All right, fellas, shall we, give our questions now?
We shall.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I shall go first.
You shall go first, Jim.
All right, sir. Well, we're coming up into the college bowl games, of which Mississippi State, who has the beloved cowbell.
Right.
There we go.
He's an Ole Miss grad, so he doesn't ring cowbells.
I don't ring cowbells. No. But in honor of that, I've got a couple of
cowbell college questions.
No, football
bowl
questions.
Bowl questions?
No,
or just college football
questions. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
What's your first one, Jim?
Which team has the highest total of wins in Division I collegiate football?
You mean in history?
In history, is it Notre Dame?
Uh huh.
Oh, that's good. Multiple choice.
Right. I'm a helper. Right. I believe in helping.
Yeah. People persons.
Yeah, Notre Dame, mm-hmm. Ohio State, mm-hmm. Alabama, or Michigan?
I know the answer to that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I believe you. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. He does know the answer.
Did I say that out loud?
No, not too loud.
Okay, good.
No, you know, you just said it in the microphone.
I whispered it, but I whispered it over my microphone that goes out to 200 radio stations. I didn't know if anybody heard me.
And then here's one that's not a college question. It could be. What's the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world? Is it Athens, Greece, Jerusalem, or Damascus, Syria? And then lastly, I'm going to take a page from
your
book.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
The second question again. You're asking us the oldest inhabited?
Continuously inhabited city in the world.
In the world. Yeah, and you got multiple choice. The choices are what?
Athens, Greece,
uh-huh.
Jerusalem,
uh-huh.
or Damascus, Syria.
Okay.
You know that one?
You want
to whisper it over the microphone?
Not for sure, I don't.
And then lastly, I'm borrowing a page from your book, so there's that.
From my book?
Uh-huh. Think of a word with six letters. If you take away one letter, you're left with 12. What's the word? Six-letter word.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If you take away one letter, you're left with 12. What's the word?
Gotcha.
Okay. Got it? Yeah. All right. Mr.
Jasper. I think
Jasper.
I know that one. Here's what I've got. First question, a Bible question. What deferred makes the heart sick? This comes from Proverb. Blank, deferred makes the heart sick. I'm looking for one word. What is it that is deferred that makes the heart sick? Second question, thinking about jewelry. What is the month of May's birthstone? What is May's birthstone? Third question, true or false? Many of the ingredients in fruitcake are used by modern-day morticians for embalming procedures. Is that true or false?
Wait, do that again.
Little Christmas leftover. Many of the ingredients in fruitcake are used by modern-day morticians for embalming procedures.
Oh, well,
is that true or false?
Let's hope and pray.
There could be some left. Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
If they took Twinkies, some ingredients from Twinkies and from fruitcake.
I think there are actually 27 fruitcakes in the world.
That just keep getting passed.
You know what
around.
I'm saying? That keep going around. Don't you think? Stick it, say, in the freezer.
Right.
Anyway.
I have heard of some people in a family that just kept the same fruitcake going for 40, 50 years.
Interesting thing is I love fruit, but I do, and I like cake.
Right.
But that's just not a combo. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
That's, I
don't see as many as I used to.
Before you ask your questions, please, I have breaking news.
Breaking news, Jim.
888-589-8840 is now working.
What?
888, our regular number, 888-589-8840 is now working.
Okay.
So forget about the other number.
Thank you to our engineering staff.
Absolutely.
All right, here are my three riddles. Are you ready?
I am.
Pay attention, people.
Bated breath.
Pay attention, people. What can you break even if you never pick it up or touch it? What can you break even if you never pick it up or touch it?
I think I know this one.
Number two, pay close attention to this. Now, how do you make the number 7 an even number? It's an odd number, right? How do you make the number 7 an even number without addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division.
Wow, that's a hard one.
Did you get that?
But I know that Common Core math is going to come in handy. There
man,
it
I'm
is right
you.
There. You can answer that question.
All right, third and final question. Riddle, rather. What can you keep after giving it to someone? What can you keep after giving to someone?
What
that makes sense? It's a season of giving, right? Christmas season.
Right.
What can you keep after giving to someone?
Said the Indian giver. Said the Native American
wow,
giver.
Native American. That's right. We want to be politically correct on this show.
You mean why you call people thieves? Like that helps? Okay. All right.
All right.
We shall move ahead now. We shall forge ahead with answers from across America.
All right. And we're going to start in Michigan with Joyce. Joyce, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Joyce, how are you?
I can't believe that. Pardon me?
How are you?
Oh, fine. I can't believe I got in. I kept getting it would ring so long, and then it would go blank. It phase out the timing. But anyway,
we're glad you made it through, Joyce. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, I did.
We got a lot to be thankful for. Yes, ma'am. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to both. I'm going to guess on the one. My husband, we're out here. I'm the one that we're delivering Meals on Wheels.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to guess on?
And then I have another. Okay, one for you. The one most earliest populated city.
Okay, the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world. Is it Athens, Greece, Jerusalem, or Damascus, Syria?
Oh, my husband was guessing Damascus.
It is Damascus,
wonderful.
Syria.
Wonderful.
Well done.
You got a smart husband.
Now, why would he, how did he know that, Joyce? I mean, I know it's a good
how
guess, but
he
guessed
that?
Correctly.
He didn't think it would be Jerusalem. And that first one that didn't connect right.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Damascus is Syria, of course. And is it mentioned before Jerusalem in the Bible? I wonder about that.
I don't know.
Seems like it is mentioned in the Old Testament.
Yeah. Okay.
Wonderful. Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay. Two-faced. Okay. What men of God in the Old Testament, and if you have any idea how many times they are called the Son of Man, to also somebody else in the New Testament are called the Son of Man, and how many times?
Now, Jesus was called the Son of Man in the New Testament, especially
right.
in one book. But in the Old Testament, who was called the Son of Man?
Who or how many times was the name used?
Jesus was 86 times, but what about the two in the Old Testament?
Two times in the Old Testament, somebody was referred to
going,
as the
she'll
Son
answer
of Man.
It for us.
Wait a minute now.
Two different men of God.
Two different men of God.
Enoch? Go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
I'm just curious. So she said two times it's mentioned.
Two different men in the Old Testament.
Oh, two different men.
Yes.
Two different men
said
are.
And I think Enoch's one. Yes, sir.
Enoch. Is Enoch one?
Nope.
Well, then I was wrong.
I'm stumped.
I'm going to say Shadrach and Meshach.
I'm going to say Elijah. No. Elijah, maybe.
Yeah, who's right?
That's just a guess.
Is anybody right, Joyce?
Neither. Not yet.
Neither are
I. All right.
Well,
we could be here a while. You better answer.
Okay. Ezekiel 100 times and Daniel about 11 times.
Wow.
Son of man. What does that mean in that context? You know, in the Old Testament?
I don't know.
Hey, speaking of Ezekiel
and
Daniel, our prophecy Bible students. So I was in the studio this morning, and on Fox News, it has the little thing crawling. It says Iran, China, and maybe Syria combine for naval training exercises. And I thought, wow, that's just like reading straight from Revelation. China, Iran, maybe it was Russia was the other one.
But
it was Russia, China, and
Iran. Any more encouraging news, JJ, you'd like to share with us during this holiday
season? I would just say Maranatha.
Festive season.
Maranatha.
Joyce,
okay.
We Thank hope you, Joyce. Have a great Appreciate new year.
It. Hey, that reminds me. The late Louis Grizzard, the humorist,
yes.
You know, he had a name, one of his books was, My Daddy Was a Pistol and I'm a Son of a Gun.
Right. Thinking of the Son of Man.
Son of Man. Yeah. So it had nothing to do with the Bible. Just, My Daddy Was a Pistol and I'm a Son of a Gun. Clever right there. Trivia Friday, it is on American Family Radio. Tim with Jim. And JJ, Ed Vitagliano is off this week. He'll be back next week. Assuming he didn't eat too much and is not hospitalized.
Right.
He's expected to return.
And now who's that? Are you out next week?
Yeah, I'm not here next week.
Okay, that's
now
what
I'm
going to
be gone as well.
Right.
Our daughter's getting married.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be me, Ed, and a player to be named later for next
Good.
Friday.
I think Kendra's going to be here, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think that's right.
All right, we go back to the phones.
David in Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, gentlemen. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same to you, David.
Yes, sir. David, where are you calling from in Texas?
From beautiful East Texas in Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good country.
Right in the middle of the pine trees, right?
A lot of ministries based in Tyler.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I would like to do both, please.
Yes, sir. Which one you want to answer, David?
Jim Stanley's college football question, who's won the most games in college football?
Well,
which school?
Question, Jim? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ask it again, Jim.
All right, which team has the highest total of number of wins in Division I college football? Is it Notre Dame, Ohio State, Alabama, or Michigan?
Well, it's close between Notre Dame and Michigan. I'm gonna guess Notre Dame.
You would guess incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
But
Yeah.
But you helped the next person.
Right. Yeah, you took one of those out of the play for him.
Yeah. So we need to wait.
Let me ask you my question.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
My question is, this is the 150th anniversary of college football. Who won the national championship in the 100th year of college football, and who did they defeat in the bowl game to win the national championship?
Okay, so what year are we talking here?
1969, and the bowl game would have been January 1st, 1970.
Okay. Here's the deal. I remember they had leather helmets and didn't have much on as far as pads were concerned, and they basically was using some ice skates that they had some duct tape wrapped around their tennis shoes. Converse, black and white, that's only two choices back then. Chuck, wasn't Chuck Norris, it's Chuck somebody, Chuck Taylor, I guess.
Chuck Norris.
I
could see right. Chuck Norris in Converse.
Had them Chuck Norris Converse. Nobody could stop them.
All right. Don't say anything, 69. David.
That would have been the Sugar Bowl.
David, don't answer it. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. All right, 1969. You're asking who won the national championship?
Yes.
Okay.
And who did they beat in the bowl game to win the national championship?
Now, David, it was a good year for muscle cars, but I know that doesn't have anything to do with football.
All right. Listen, 1969, that doesn't just flash in my mind as to who would have. That's
all right. What were Bear Bryant's best years at Alabama?
That was you're getting back in
early
70s.
Early to mid 70s, but he may have won one in 79. But
now he was with Texas A&M before then.
And this caller's from Texas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was already with Alabama. You know what? Does this involve a team from Texas, David?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Wow.
Mm.
The Longhorns. I'm going to say the Longhorns because A&M's never won a national championship, and they would be – but they're not the only teams in the state of Texas. David, I'm going to say the Longhorns beat somebody.
The 100th year of college football, the University of Texas won the national championship. James Street was the quarterback. They defeated Arkansas in the last game of the year to go to the Cotton Bowl, where they beat the team that had not played in a bowl for years and years, Notre Dame University.
Wow.
They won the national championship.
Yeah, I remember seeing about that game. And that would have been in the old, what is today the old, Cotton Bowl.
The old Cotton Bowl.
Right, downtown, near downtown Dallas. Wow, okay.
That's some good trivia right there, 1969.
All right, thank you, David. Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks.
Okay, take care.
Happy New Year to you.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right, so which team has the highest total of wins in Division I football, college football? Is it, and here's what's left, Ohio State, Alabama, or Michigan? And then I'm going to add a question, and I have a, since we're right around finishing up Christmas, in which movie did the song White Christmas make its debut? Was it the movie White Christmas, Holiday Inn, or Christmas in Connecticut? All right? Nothing there?
No, well, the La Quinta's out,
yeah,
right? I mean, that's not even a consideration.
Right, that's not a consideration. Okay. And then lastly, think of a word with six letters. If you take away one letter, you're left with 12. What's the word?
Here's what I got. First one, an Old Testament Bible question out of Proverbs. Blank deferred makes the heart sick. Blank deferred makes the heart sick.
I want paycheck? You
to fill in the blank.
that's
one, but that's not what I'm looking for. Then a jewelry question. You know how there's a different stone for every month? What is the month of May? What is the birthstone for the month of May? Then a true or false question, a Christmas leftover, a leftover pun intended. Many of the ingredients in fruitcake are used by modern-day morticians for embalming procedures.
I hope not.
Is that true or false?
Is it the little red cherries? Is that
or the unnamed green things? And so many of those things you really can't identify. I think I saw a news article a few years ago where there was a fruitcake in a tin from World War I. They found it in the attic. And somebody, they said it was moist, it was good, it was right there, and somebody tasted it from World War I.
Wow. Hey, you know, as much as we're joking, somebody eats these things.
Yeah.
They sell by the...
They do.
I don't see as many as you did.
Used to.
Almost every Christmas I would get one. I don't think I've gotten one in the last couple of Christmases. I like them okay.
Are you asking?
No, I'm not asking for it. I wouldn't order it from a menu, but I don't hate it.
Yeah. All right, I tell you what, I'm going to give mine, and then let's take our break. And then we'll come back and we'll get to Steve in Texas. All right, here are my three riddles. What can you break even if you never pick it up or touch it? All right. Number two, what can you keep after giving to someone? And number three.
A re-gifting question. That was right. Apropos for this time of year.
Number three, did I ask, what was it? Was the other one about how do you make the number seven?
Yes,
okay.
That was it.
How do you make, listen, here's the question, the riddle. How do you make the number seven an even number? It's an odd number, right?
Right.
Without addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division, how do you convert the number seven into an even number? All right, we're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to fire on all cylinders here. We're going to go to Steve in Texas, Mark in Tennessee, Joe in Arkansas, Sam in Louisiana, and Steve also in Arkansas. If you want to call and be on the show, what number do they need to have?
888-589-8840. 888-589-8840.
We shall return momentarily with more Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
In just a minute.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues. And you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
You know, most tours of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., don't include the spiritual heritage of our country, the Christian history of our nation, the people, the places, the events that God used to birth America. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. My friend, historian Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation, goes with us on these tours, and he talks all along the way. He tells you about the people, the places, the events, and he does so from a Christian perspective. So you're invited to join us on one of these spiritual heritage tours in 2020 in June and September. We also go to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown on a separate tour if you want to do that as well. So for all the information, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. Again, simply the website spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. A bunch of Wisconsin atheists got triggered after a group of high school football players got baptized in Alabama. The Freedom From Religion Foundation's in a tizzy because Real Town High School's football team held a baptism service on a football field. They were especially upset because the head coach, Matt Johnson, attended, a violation of the law, according to the out-of-town atheist. Congressman Bradley Byrne got wind of the controversy, and he unleashed a fiery defense of the football coach and the high school. The Republican said in no uncertain terms he's sick of groups trying to tell locals how to conduct their affairs. He then told the Freedom From Religion Foundation to pack it up and stop forcing their ungodly, un-American views down the throats of the freedom-loving patriots of Tallapoosa, Alabama. If you ask me, we need more congressmen like Bradley Byrne. That's this week in Starnes Country. Have a great Friday, everybody, and be sure to go to church this weekend. I'm Todd Starnes.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Happy
days. These days are ours.
Share them with me.
Goodbye, gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feels so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
Happy days are here again. Of course, it's Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. I'm Jim Stanley in with Tim Wildman and J.J. Jasper. Want to recap for you real quick. If you've called in the last 2 months and have gotten through on the broadcast, please don't call today. Go ahead and give us that two-month waiting period, if you will. And also, we have heretofore not answered the mystery question. Should you answer the mystery question, you'll hear this sound. This sound, not the sound of silence. There we go. Tim and JJ's beloved cowbell, of course, representative of the other school in Mississippi. Oh, I'm sorry. The University of Mississippi State University. 888-589 is the number to call. 888-589-8840 is the number to call. And then, of course, if you do hear the magical, mystical cowbell, that means you've answered the trivia question, and you'll win this trivia T-shirt from your friends right here at Trivia Friday. Now, should you not answer the mystery question, but
you'll be shamed.
You will be. At least I will be. Mm-hmm. And then you can also order a T-shirt if you'd like to from afastore.net. That's afastore.net. They're $15, and that includes shipping and handling. Mr. President.
Can I say something?
Sure.
People ordering the shirt, it helps the ministry.
Right.
And here we are a couple of days left in the year, and a lot of people, especially if they've had a great year with their business or their practice, they look for ministries to invest in mm-hmm. for year-end giving. So pray about that. Consider American Family Association.
Well done.
American Family Radio for your year-end giving.
Amen, brother. Let's get back to the phones.
All right, sir. We'll do that, and we're going to talk to Steve calling from Texas. Steve, good morning, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Tim. Hey, JJ.
Steve, good morning,
yeah,
brother.
Our other caller was from northeast Texas. I'm in southeast Texas, down in the Beaumont area, an hour east of Houston.
Yes, sir.
Headed to the NRG Bowl tonight. Hey, listen, I got the Proverbs 13, hope deferred. Now, this is New American Standard. Hope
Steve, let me give the question first. Blank deferred makes the heart sick. From the Old Testament, blank deferred makes the heart sick. And what's the answer?
Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And I think righteousness rewarded is the tree of life or fruit of life, something like that.
Right. That's exactly
all
right.
All right.
Hope,
Steve,
hope deferred makes the heart sick. So, boy, hope is very important. A lot of people hurting this time of year. They're not just in need of hope. Mm-hmm. They're desperate for hope.
Right.
And so pray for those who are
no
hurting.
Doubt.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, it's a two-part, and the first part y'all probably already know. What are the four majors in professional golf for men? What are the four majors in professional golf? And who are the five golfers that won all four? Three of them are still alive. The other two are deceased.
Okay, Tiger Woods is going to be one. Tim, you're the golfer.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, y'all are looking at me. Okay. You want the four majors first? Was that part of your question?
Right. You got the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Tim.
Sugar Bowl.
You got your PGA Championship, your Masters, U.S. Open, and British Open, right?
There you go.
There's the four.
If you've been golfing more than a year and you don't know that, you need to hang your head in shame right there.
Turn in your card.
But that's pretty easy stuff, but not for the general public. Now, you're asking, the second part of that question is, what golfers what now?
They're still alive and they won all four.
What golfers have won all five in their career?
Four.
Of course, Tiger won them all in a 12-month period, not all in the same year, but in the 12-month period. And
how many golfers have done that?
Five. Three of them are still alive. The other two are deceased.
You want all of them or you want the three alive ones?
It don't matter.
Who is the one that said his armies?
Okay.
So-and-so's army.
Well, he didn't win them all.
He didn't win them all?
No, not Arnold Palmer didn't.
Arnold
did not win the PGA.
Right. Here we go. You got Tiger Woods, as JJ said, and you already said that.
Nicholas.
You got Jack Nicklaus.
Correct.
And you got three more, right? Is that what you said?
Three more. Still alive.
That are still alive. Gary Player.
That's the last live one.
Okay. So.
Way to go, Tim.
We got two dead ones, right?
Two deceased, correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you tell me the difference, Steve. I guess it sounds better. What? If you're deceased, you're not all the way dead. I don't know.
I'm a first time caller to this show.
Right. All right, that is a great question.
Listen, what about Ben Hogan?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, now we're down to one.
Last
golfer standing.
I'm going to say Sam Snead.
No, Sam did not win. Believe it or not, he did not win the U.S.
Bobby Open. Jones?
Bobby won
That existed.
They had the Masters.
Yeah, that existed at the time.
He won the British Amateur and U.S. Amateur. Back then, it was the Grand Slam, but the four majors that you talked about, the Masters wasn't even around.
All right, I'm going to try one more, even though he created the Masters. Talking about Bobby Jones. I mean, he founded it. I'll try one more. Nick Faldo.
No.
Okay, give up. What's the last?
Now the hint, Tim.
Yeah, he's still alive though.
Tim, the hint that he gave you is he's deader than
good
door
night.
Now.
I can't believe I said that. I forgot all about dead alive difference right there. So Nick Faldo would be surprised to know he's deceased. According to me, he's on every weekend on CBS commenting, and he's not even alive.
Hey, what was it Mark Twain said when they commented about him? He said the news of my death was greatly exaggerated. Yeah, right.
My demise.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, what's the other one? Who's the other one? Walter Hagen?
You're close. He had a double eagle during the Masters, Gene Sarazen.
That was right on the tip of my tongue.
Did not know that. Not for
hey, what a great golfing trivia question.
Well, maybe you hadn't heard of Gene Sarris.
I have not. I have not heard of him. Sorry. All right, Steve. Thanks, brother. Hey, which bowl are you headed for? Who's playing who?
NRG, the Aggies are playing.
Oklahoma State.
A&M are playing Oklahoma State.
That'd be a good game.
That's tonight? Or this afternoon?
Well, actually, the game, we got to leave in a couple hours. Like I said, I live a couple hours east of Houston, hour and 15 minutes. The game's at 5:45. So
I want to watch that game. That's going to be a good one.
Will you wave so we can kind of watch for you, Steve?
Are you going to be in an Aggie shirt? We want to be sure and get the right Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Take care, brother.
Happy New Year.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia / Riddle Friday. And we are chugging along here. Who's next?
Joe calling from Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Just answer.
Where are you calling from, Joe? Where are you calling from?
Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Okay.
Great.
The question with the six letters, and you end up with 12.
Okay, sir. Think of a word with six letters. If you take away one letter, you're left with 12. What's the word?
Dozen.
That is exactly right. Oh, dozen.
Hey,
there's the cowbell.
There's that cowbell.
Joe just won himself a free. You just won yourself a T-shirt, Joe.
First time caller. Never had called before.
Wow, that's nice.
Well, there you go. Don't say you never won anything.
Yeah. There you go.
We're holding up the T-shirt. We're going to send your way. It's a Trivia Friday T-shirt, and we've got our pictures on there, our caricatures. But anyway,
so we're going to put you on hold after you wanted to answer. So don't go away. Tim's still talking, and I interrupted. But we're going to put you on hold so we can get your information.
So Joe, you don't have a trivia question for us?
I sure don't.
Okay. That's okay.
All right, well, listen, brother, you take care, and thanks for calling. Have a wonderful new year.
First-time caller.
Thanks. I appreciate it, y'all, too, and I love listening to you guys. I drive quite a bit all week, and I try to catch y'all every chance I can.
Are you a Razorback fan?
Of course.
I'm sorry. Well, I apologize.
Well, hey, I just wanted to say
you just
put 2019 behind you, Joe. You just look ahead.
Yeah,
2020's here. It can't get worse. But anyway, hey, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
God bless you.
I don't have this question as a trivia question, but my hometown in Arkansas, a famous singer was born there. You wouldn't happen to know who that would have been, would you?
Where in Arkansas?
Yeah, if I tell you where, then you'll know who. But D-Light, Arkansas.
Glenn Campbell, right?
That is it.
Wow. Way
good
to
go. Job. I mean, nicely just right there, Tim.
I love Glenn Campbell. I got him on the I listen to his music all the time. It's just wonderful.
Hey, Joe, stay on the line so they can get your information. They're going to get your shirt size and your mailing address, and we'll send that to you.
All right.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right, brother. God bless.
Glenn Campbell was from D-Light, Arkansas. Of course, a lot of people don't know, they're just familiar with his music, but they don't realize that he was one of the greatest guitarists of the 20th century.
Chet Atkins, Glenn Campbell, who was the hee-haw fella? Buck Owens, they were great on the guitar.
Yeah. Roy Clark, he played
Roy
a good
Clark,
guitar.
Roy Clark, maybe that's who I was thinking.
You think of him more on the banjo because of hee-haw, but he was an excellent guitarist.
Yeah.
And others that weren't of the country genre. So there's
all right,
that.
let's repeat our questions, fellas, that have heretofore. I said heretofore.
I had already said heretofore.
Had you, Jim?
I did. I
you
said
mean
it,
heretofore?
I
you
had
said heretofore?
I had heretofore already said heretofore.
Cool.
So I know you were going for emphasis because you thought you were getting it in first.
Yeah. But thank you, Jim, for confirming my heretofore
unanswered.
Emphasis.
Right.
That have heretofore gone unanswered. Go ahead and repeat your questions there, Jim.
Yes, sir, I will. Which team has the highest number of wins in Division I college football? Is it Ohio State, Alabama, or Michigan? And then I have another bowl game question.
You have another
for you.
One?
I do, Tim.
Wow.
Just for you. Which team has been to the most bowl games? Is it Texas, USC, or Alabama. And then
it's one of those three.
Yes, it's one of those three. Again, okay. I'm a helper.
Okay, you help.
In which movie did the song White Christmas make its debut? Was it White Christmas, Holiday Inn, or Christmas in Connecticut? And Mr. Jasper.
Here's what I've got.
It wasn't Christmas in Killarney, right?
No, not Killarney.
Okay.
No, Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay. All right.
Here's the first question with jewelry. You know how each month has its own stone. My question, what is the month of May? What is the birthstone for the month of May? Second question, true or false? Many of the ingredients in fruitcake are used by modern-day morticians for embalming procedures. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one for the baby boomers. Famous TV cops, thinking back in the Chips days. Here's my question. What famous TV cops drove a 1974 Ford Torino? What famous TV cops, there were two of them, that drove a 1974 Ford Torino?
Hey, is it this?
Yes.
I got
yes,
it right.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I whispered across the room here to JJ.
But that time you blocked your microphone.
I blocked my microphone, right. So you people out there in Radio Land couldn't hear me answering.
Right. All right, let's go to Mark in Tennessee.
Wait, have I answered mine?
Oh, I'm sorry. His. Sorry.
I have feelings. I count for something, don't I?
You do, yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right, so here are my three riddles. Number one, what can you break even if you never pick it up or touch it? I got another telemarketer call. Hold on just a minute.
Those amazing Kreskin questions come out. That dude could just look at something and break it. Bend a spoon or two.
Yeah, they think they're going to fool you with these telemarketing calls because they give you a local number.
Right.
I got that figured out. All right, number. Did you get that question?
Yes.
What can you break even if you never pick it up or touch it? Number
and
two.
And don't call Tim on the cell phone during the show.
Yeah. Well, exactly. What kind of friend are you calling while I'm on the air, right?
That's right.
All right, number two. What can you keep after giving it to someone? What can you keep after giving it to someone? You get that?
I do.
Yes.
You know the answer to that?
I think I do.
And finally, how do you make the number seven an even number without addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division?
Okay.
Good riddles.
All right, there we go. So back to the phones.
And as JJ said, we're going to talk to Mark calling from Texas. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
In Tennessee.
Tennessee, sorry.
Well, hello, sir.
Hey, Brother Mark. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Tennessee?
I live in Jackson.
Okay.
I've got some good friends on the Old Country Store down here.
Yes, those are good folks.
Oh, Clark and Juanita Shaw. Yes. Absolutely.
And that's a good area, Jackson, Milan area there.
Yes, I stop there. I stop there to eat every chance I get.
Well, me too.
Yeah. The original Cracker Barrel. The Cracker Barrel folks patterned their store off of that one.
The
Old Country Store
in Jackson.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, ask, answer, or do both.
Well, I'll do both.
What question you want to answer?
Well, I'll pick the football question. Most wins.
Okay, which team had the highest number of wins in Division I football? Is it Ohio State, Alabama, or Michigan?
Well, that would be Michigan.
That would be Michigan.
Nicely done, yep. Mark.
The Maize and Blue, they have more wins. Now, they don't have more national championships or more bowl appearances, I don't think, but they have more wins than any other.
971 as of September 29th.
Yep.
Wow.
All right, Mark, what's your question for us?
Well, I'm going to give you a local question. What two famous singers are from Jackson, Tennessee?
All right, you got Carl Perkins. That's one.
That's one.
And he actually, here's what a lot of people don't know, he wrote Blue Suede Shoes. Elvis made it famous, but Carl Perkins wrote it and recorded it.
Carl got paid, is what you're saying there. Okay.
The royalties.
Right.
Okay. You're saying
Carl Perkins.
But there's another famous singer, country singer?
Back in the 60s, early 70s.
Country singer, late 60s, early 70s?
Yep.
Can you tell us, male or female?
Male.
Okay. Gosh.
Living or dead?
I think Conway Twitty would. I think Conway Twitty would. He was from Arkansas, though. I'm almost positive. I'm trying to think who would have been. Porter Wagner, maybe.
Loretta Lynn's from Tennessee, but not
she's
there.
A coal miner's daughter.
And the other one, the
answer is
the girl's down the road.
And he said male Fulton. Anyway. So.
Yeah. Hey, we don't know, Mark.
Eddie Arnold
from Jackson, Tennessee.
That was on the tip of my tongue.
Okay. Jackson area, yes.
Yeah, he was pretty big back in those days. Pretty big star.
Yeah, my wife's family has a farm close to where he grew up. But he was quite famous. Coming to Jackson as a young man and performing in the local radio station.
Hey,
very famous, Eddie Arnold.
Where was Chet Atkins from? Anybody know here?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, that's super. Those are some good trivia questions, Mark. Hey, and I want to encourage people, if you're in that area, stop in the Old Country Store, and they've got a buffet that's just
you know, they have, amazing. They've been very kind and have come down for a couple of share-a-thons and have fed the staff and the volunteers that were here.
Right.
And I remember, I believe it was our 10th year anniversary. We
that's
broadcasted
right.
from
that's right.
the general store there and the Old Country Store.
We were one station in Tupelo, Mississippi. Brother Don, Tim's father, had a vision to become a network, and Jackson, Tennessee was our next station. So they made us a network.
Yeah.
That was the first place we went.
I researched my own question.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Take care, brother. I researched my own question. Chet Atkins?
Yes, sir.
His name was Chester Burton Atkins. He was born in a town called Latrell, Tennessee.
Okay, so you knew Tennessee.
But where's Latrell? Does anybody know?
It's
here
just
on this
off,
panel?
It's just off the trail.
Jim, that was...
Did you like that?
No, that was, well, I mean, that was, it was quick. I got to give it to you. But it was just, yeah, okay, just off the trail.
Just
Luttrell.
Luttrell.
You know where Luttrell is?
I have not a clue.
Okay. All right. Anyway, we will find out. Huh?
Northeast of Knoxville.
Oh, northeast of, way over there in Tennessee.
Now, that answer doesn't really count because you know he Googled it, right?
Well, of course I did.
Yeah.
Google boy.
Well, all right. Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. Let's get back to the phones.
Steve calling from Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, guys.
How's it going, Steve?
Well, it's going great right now. We're traveling to Branson, Missouri with our youth group from Southwest Mississippi.
Wow. Now, that's going to be a big time. Did you guys have a good Christmas, Steve?
A wonderful Christmas.
We were out Christmas caroling, and I was starting off singing Leon, real loudly. And now I realize I had my paper turned around backwards. So I got that straightened out.
Yeah, I've done that too. Yeah.
The first Leon?
Yeah, the first Leon.
Yeah. What the angels did say. Somebody's dyslexic. Dyslexic here. I can't even say
y'all
the
be
word.
Safe.
But he, second, Leon.
That's right. Y'all be safe and have a good trip there. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both? And you got some lifelines there traveling with you.
Yeah, I like to try both.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
I want to try your first riddle, Tim. What you break?
Okay, what can you break even if you never pick it up or touch it?
Well, Tim, you break my heart when I don't get the mystery question.
Wow.
Well, that is good. I had a different answer, but that's an answer that's correct as well.
You can have an achy, breaky heart if you're not careful.
Oh, no.
A promise.
Yeah.
Break a promise.
What can you break even if you never pick it up or touch it? You can break a heart, as Steve said, or you can break your word.
I've broken a mirror or two.
Yeah.
Just looking into it.
You have now?
I have.
Hey, Steve, this fella that wasn't real popular in high school – he said he had had his heart broke so many times it beats with a limp.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Steve.
I know how he feels.
Fire away, Steve. What do you got for us?
All right, I got a riddle.
Okay.
This one's kind of old. Y'all probably know it. But what is greater than God, more evil than the devil? Rich people don't need it, and poor people already have it.
Nothing. The answer is nothing.
You got it.
Nothing. Way to go, JJ. I think I had that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I knew I couldn't fool JJ, but I tried.
Hey, Steve, you guys, what church are you from? What youth group? Give them a shout out.
Mount Olive Baptist Church, Smithfield.
Wonderful.
So your youth group, that's unusual. Now, I got to be honest with you, Steve, you usually don't hear about the youth group headed for Branson.
Huh? Well, they're having winter extreme up there this year.
Oh, good.
Oh, what does that mean?
It means a lot of loud music.
Oh, you're just the driver.
And the chaperone.
You're going to be going to a different show, I take it, Steve.
I may stay out in the lobby or in the parking lot.
Oh, it's a big youth conference, an annual youth conference in Branson. Yeah. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right.
Well, the Lord bless you and your group.
Yes, be safe.
JJ, I seen you a couple months ago in Macomb, Mississippi.
Yes, sir. That was a good time. That was a real blessing.
Methodist church there.
That's right.
Yeah, that was the handsome guy on the front row there grinning at you.
Well, okay. I'll try to remember. What color shirt did you have on? Let me help narrow it down.
There you go asking them hard questions.
That's right. Hey, Steve, let me ask you this. Steve, let me ask you this. Did you enjoy hearing JJ?
Yeah.
Would you recommend that other folks bring JJ to their location?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And so, JJ, how would they – see, I set you up.
Boy,
brother.
I appreciate that. Where he's talking about, they actually did a Saturday night of comedy, mm-hmm. and then I stuck around and preached on Sunday morning.
And you do both well.
Well, thank you for that. JJJasper.com. Thank you for that plug. Steve, safe travels, traveling mercies. We'll pray for the Lord. Surround those vehicles with angels, and you guys have a good conference.
Thank you, and y'all keep up the good work.
Thank you, Steve. All right, that's Steve calling from Steve's traveling. He's in Arkansas,
Missouri.
From Macomb.
That's a good family-friendly place there, Branson. We went 7 years in a row for vacation.
Oh,
just
really?
Just had a big time. Yeah, Silver Dollar City, the things that they have to offer there.
We got time for one more.
Okay.
For the break.
Well, we can do that. Let's get to Sam in Louisiana. Sam, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing, good brother morning. Sam?
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Where are you calling from in Louisiana?
Lake Charles.
Lake Charles, okay. Listen, we may have to take a break before we get through, but go ahead. And you want to ask, answer, or both?
I like to do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
Let's see. I like the one about the fruitcake.
It's true or false, Sam. Here's the question. Many of the ingredients in fruitcake are used by modern-day morticians for embalming procedures. Mm. Is that true or false?
True.
It's 100% false.
Oh, man.
I just made
so
it up.
Relieved.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm relieved. Even though I don't
But it makes you think, because they stay around a long time and they look so natural.
Right.
Yeah. hey, Sam, can you hold on, brother?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Because we got to take a short break right here for some news, and then we'll be back, and then we'll put you on and let you ask your question. It's Sam in Louisiana. After Sam, we go to Paul in Arkansas, Tim in Virginia, Jennifer in Texas, and Dale in Texas. We'll hopefully get all those calls on in the next half hour. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. If you want to send us an email, you go to comments@afr.net. Just send it to comments@afr.net. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening to AFR. We'll be back momentarily.